You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 184.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Marv De Leon. I'm the founder of Freelance Blend and the host of Freelance Blend Podcast. Welcome to COVID break. So it's our second COVID break wherein we take a break from all the yung news na negative about COVID and we try to focus on what's next and what we can do about it, how we can adjust and pivot so that when the lockdown is over, ano pa rin, we're still okay in terms of our income, in terms of our business. With me today is my co-host, Shoden. Shoden, say hi and introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I hope you're having a great day. Thursday ngayon and I hope na nag-enjoy kayo dyan sa bahay kasi wala naman tayong ibang pwede punta. And also, we can actually just talk about positive things and neutral things that we can do dito sa situation natin to help everyone. And also, you'll find out today what actual people and communities are doing to have still that sense of closeness and human, you know, even while social distancing. So, astig yung Thursday afternoon natin ngayon. Ayun, oh, may...
Thursday na pala. Anyway, I'd like to introduce Herlene. Herlene?
Hello. Hi, guys. This is Herlene. I'm a content strategist, and I'm also the founder for Creative Labs PH. We're a digital marketing agency, and I'm a home cook and a domesticated diva. So I'm so happy to be here today kasi I know that most of us, especially yung mga freelancers and actually even the ordinary citizens are wondering how to manage finances better, especially during these trying times. So I'm very excited to hear from our experts, Sir Fritz and Ms. Ditas.
All right. Thank you, H. And also, we have Rona back. She was with us last week. Can you introduce yourself again?
Hello, everyone. I'm Rona. I'm a co-founder of Cine de Oro Productions. We do film and video productions. But now we actually specialize in video for digital content. So most of our content has to do with documentaries, events coverage, and international productions. So especially now in the creative field, it's been quite, you know, the challenge, like what we talked about last week. And hopefully we can deepen the discussion today and widen the scope as well for other small businesses and how we can all work together and on how also there's a lot of potential still in, and especially now in the digital world, on how to revive businesses. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rona. And now I think it's time to introduce our guests for today. Ladies first. So I reached out to this lady because I saw that she's the admin of a Facebook group that I found very interesting, especially during this lockdown. It's called Merville Home Sarap kasi I'm near Merville. And during the lockdown, during the start of the lockdown, so naghahanap na kaming ways where to get our, syempre, food. Kasi yung first week, hindi pa natin alam yung mga quarantine pass, ano bang mangyayari, can we go out of our barangays and buy outside, and then can we, kung makalabas kami, makakabalik ba kami? So we found this group na Merville Home Sarap, and I was surprised ang daming nagpo-post, and they were posting mga home cooked meals na so my wife introduced it to me, and then may isang seller na pinuntahan namin, and then you're happy with, I think, yun yung breads and meats. So, parang sabi ko, galing nito ah. Tapos, I researched and I found na andami pala around, meron din sa BF and meron din sa ibang parts of Metro Manila. And so, I reached out to our guest today, Ms. Ditas Antenor. She's a food stylist and the founder of Home Sarap Facebook Groups, the premier Facebook group focused on home cooked food in BF area, BF, Merville, Metro East, Antipolo, Pasig, and Makati BGC areas. So welcome, Ditas.
Hello. Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm Ditas.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you here.
And yes. Then our other guest is none other than si Fitz Villafuerte. So I've known him for a long time. He's the very first guest ko sa aking podcast, Freelance Blend Podcast. He's on episode number 1 and 2. Yung podcast na yun, nasa episode 150 plus na. So matagal ko nakilala si Fitz. So si Fitz is the founder of Personal Finance. Founder of ReadyToBeRich.com, a personal finance business investment website. Managing director of financial consultancy firm called WealthArchy. And co-founder of freelancing marketplace 199 Jobs. Welcome, Fitz.
Hello. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Kamusta?
Yan.
Kamusta sa mga nanonood? Yan. And I hope marami silang matutunan sa pagkwentuhan natin ngayong afternoon. No? So, hello. Thank you for inviting me here. It's a privilege na makasama dito sa Facebook Live natin. No?
Ano yan, Mervin? Ako rin. Fitz. I have to acknowledge din si yung iba niyang palayaw actually is Brad Fitz. And I have to also acknowledge him. He's one of my first internet mentors din na finala ko since.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
Before mag 2000, basta matagal.
Ganon katagal lang.
Yeah, inagawa ko kasi sa kanya, sinusundan ko yun. Kasi taga UP din kasi to si Brad Fitz. And palagi siyang parang when he wrote to his list before, which I was a part of, he would actually parang lay out kung ano yung ibang pwedeng pagkakitaan. So he's an expert with helping people to not just save and be financially conscious, but since photographer siya, photographer din ako noon. Tapos may mga tinuturo siya sa mga emails niya na.
Kasi nasa.
Parang how to do mystery shopping. Parang, itry ko kaya itong mystery shopping, sabi ko. Tapos ginawa ko rin. Tapos, okay ito, may bayad to ah. So, marami siyang tips na ganun. So, I ultimately, parang followed him talaga. So, yun. And mula nung dati, hindi talaga si Fitz nag-fail to deliver. So, yan. He's an example na kahit COVID, nandun yung community that he developed. So, this is a shining example na if you're a business right now, if you want to thrive and survive, kailangan mo talaga na may connection ka sa audience mo, whether yes. Online or offline. So, yun. Astig bro na nakuha natin si Brad Fitz. Ngayon.
Salamat. Salamat, Jody.
Tama. Itanong natin siya later about that.
Yeah. Ako rin pwedeng mag-acknowledge yun kasi medyo low-key fangirl lang ako dito. Matagal ko na rin siyang sinusundan sa YouTube, actually. Nagulat nga ako na parang, ay, totoo ba? Nasa Facebook group siya. So, medyo surreal lang for me. Kasi since last year then, especially when we were reviving, when I was looking for new business partners, and I was afraid, I had a lot of anxieties about, my own finances. So, doon ako nagseryoso na matuto rin ng personal finance and investments, insurance. So, on YouTube, WealthArchy, the channel ni Sir Fitz, yun talaga yung masasabi kong one of the best ones out there when it comes to parang ipe-play mo lang sila at mag-uusap lang sila tapos chill lang. Tapos, pero at the same time, very informative, very insightful. Tapos parang kasama ko lang mag-breakfast, nanonood kung pinapanood ko rin sila kumakain sila, nagmamarienda sila dyan. Usually. Sa videos kasi nag-kape lang sila.
Brad Pitts kasi. Brad Pitts.
So, yeah. It's very cool. It's a very exciting guest we have today, everyone. So I can also vouch for that.
All right. Dayan palang fans dito, Fitz.
Oo nga, eh. Thank you sa mga...
Very humble yan, Fitz.
Actually, kahit nakikita ko na siya, yung nakakaharap ko na siya, nahihiya pa rin talaga akong mag-approach.
Rockstar, ha? Rockstar.
Since karamihan sa atin kilala na si Fitz, siguro let's start with Ditas. Again, very interesting na ang galing na ginawa niyang group. Siguro tell us your story, how you before Home Sarap, tapos what made you start Home Sarap.
Okay. It started with BF o Home Sarap, no? But before BF Home Sarap kasi, first of all, let me introduce myself. I'm a professional food stylist. I've been doing that for more than 20 years yata. As a freelance professional food stylist, I do food styling for advertising, for commercials, for print, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that means I cook. So I know how to cook, and I know how to make it look telegenic and photogenic. So that's my job. Now, we lived in Alabang for the longest time. Tagal na yan, no? Alabang. First, it was here, and then we moved back. I grew up in Alabang, so that's my home. And then transferred here to BF, and then moved back, lived there for like 12 years. And then a year ago, we moved back here in BF. My children, they're all grown-ups already. Of course, they're your usual millennials, no? Or 20s, early 20s. And of course, they like pizzas, burgers, and ganyan. But since I cook, and I cook very, very regularly, they grew up to home cooking. Okay? So when we moved here, I was cooking like almost every day and every day. And then my son, who will be living na in Pampanga because the flying school, well, syempre, it's like a dorm there. I had to cook a lot of food. Okay? But it conflicted with my work. As my work is very erratic, very toxic. Sometimes it can go as long as 24 hours. So that means I was losing already time to cook for the house, home-cooked food. And we didn't want to keep on ordering fast food, like pizzas, burgers all the time, or fried chicken all the time. So I said, maybe, what if I start a community in Facebook composed of home cooks and people like me, you know, who will want to order from neighbors. Kasi in Alabang, nag-private chef pa ako ng konti. But only for konti lang, select few, just my friends. Kasi wala silang cook, minsan maalis, di ba? So nagluluto ako and then they just pick it up from the house. So I wanted to replicate that. Sabi ko, I want to invite neighbors who cook well or basta who cook from home. And then I wanted to invite people like me who will want to have those dishes delivered or I'll pick them up. Dishes like sinigang. You know, we're talking about everyday dishes. Dishes like menudo or you get the drift. That's what I wanted. So I set it up last April. Oh, nag 1 year na kami. And then I coined it since I wanted it neighborly. Sabi ko, okay, the word BF has to be there. Siyempre, advertising ako. In one word, dapat it should already immediately denote what it means, no? Like in three words, or kung advertising, in 30 seconds, dapat tapusin kwento. So ito, in one word, tapos ang kwento. Alam na dapat. So BF, it has to be from home. BF Homes, it's there. Okay, ang pagkain, BF pagkain. So I coined it, it's sarap, home sarap. That's how it started, BF Homes sarap. And then I invited sellers from other, because there are already a lot of existing Facebook groups about food, okay? We went through those and invited them to join. And then I also invited friends from, you know, the community. And then that's how it grew. It's like a member get member thing. And then I went, oh, not only that, I said, I don't want to be just a typical Facebook group. I want engagement. Okay. I don't want it just to be like a buy and sell. And then, so what did I do? Nung kokonti pa lang yung members, I came up with, ito ah, magaling kayo, sino ba si content creator? content. Okay?
CH.
So I can nag-self-study ako, how do you market something ba dito dito sa Facebook? Kasi I'm not a digital native. Sabi, ay, you have to post several times in 1 week something that's relevant to the market that you want to capture. So I researched. All of my tags were always home, cooking, family, community, yon. And then, di ba, ganun yun, no? Yung mga tags, no? Delivery. Ganun. So there, naghanap na ako ng mga relevant topics. I put it in my notepad because our phone has a notepad. And then, I scheduled it na. I don't know. I think that's the way to do it, right? So I scheduled it. I just kept on posting and posting what I thought were relevant articles. And then, I engaged with the buyers and the sellers. I would PM them, kamusta na kayo? Oh, malakas ba benta? And ganyan. And then the sellers naman, I answered all of their questions. And that's how it started. Pretty soon, it was going on its own na. And then, by middle of the year, sabi ko, I'm gonna convert it to a private group. Pero hindi, eh, dumadami pa rin. Until when I asked, what do you think? Do you think we should have a food fair this December? Payag sila. So we had a food fair composed of all the buyers. I curated the list of sellers para maganda. Puro home cooks lang talaga. And then we had a very successful food fair last December. Now membership is about 11,000.
Wow.
Madami na rin sa Metro Manila.
May question ako for Miss Dita.
Yes.
Go. Ayan. Ano pala guys, si prepare fees ka PH? Si H kasi masarap magluto yan. Kaya, may question ka para sa kayo.
Sure.
Ako na ako nagluto ni H.
Answer all your questions.
Yan, kasi ako din, I also cook. And one of the things that I launched last year was a home delivery. Parang food packs na delivered at home. So I tried yung mga diet food, but it was too difficult kasi I had to do everything na ako lang mag-isa kasi I had 10 orders and everything was handmade. And last March, actually, nakakatawa kasi when I was starting out the food business again, nangyari naman to. So, I know it's a challenge.
Ano kasi, I think I'm familiar with what happened with H. So, habang she's trying to get back on the call, yun niya, I noticed that she started her her delivery. Ay, dito na siya. Pero naging unsuccessful yun. Kasi na...
Wala pa ako.
What was it? Okay.
Ayun, wala ako. Sorry. Ayun. So, actually, my question is, how do you source the ingredient? And how do you keep the business running? Especially during the time of lockdowns na mahirap talaga mag-source ng ingredients.
Okay. First of all, I am not a seller. Even if a lot of people have wanted me to sell, okay, because I cook, I am pretty, not bad, no? Siyempre, to be in the business of food styling, you have to be an advanced cook. But I know my scope, okay? I know that I have other things to do kasi, so I don't sell. I really don't sell. So, I don't think I can answer your question. Although I'm familiar with some of their challenges, but I wouldn't know how to answer for the media. Yeah.
And also to our viewers, yung si Ditas is parang siya yung community builder. So she built the
community. Yes, I built the community. Yeah.
Through Facebook groups yung marketplace for home cook curse.
It's like
chef.
A virtual marketplace.
Oh, yeah. So, ang question ko would be, I'm sure there are other community groups like Home Sarap. What makes you different? And bakit, I noticed yung quality of the sellers there na parang they are, mukhang karamihan naman sa kanila are trustworthy and we've been able to transact with a number of them already.
Yeah.
Wala namang high quality nga yung mga tao.
Yes. I chose, first, so nagkaroon kami ng BF Home Sarap, no? And then after what, it spawned because friends wanted to have their own in their own community. So right now there's the second one was Merville. Okay. And then after that, someone wanted somewhere in Antipolo. So there's in Antipolo, there's Metro East, and then nagkaroon ng Pasig and Makati / PGC. Mga bago lang tong mga to.
So dapat pala din ako mag-join.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. You join the Pasig. Or kung saan kayong malapit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tay ka diba, H?
Going back to your question. Bakit parang iba to? And then you notice that the sellers are more or less parang, you know, from a different. Okay, let's admit it. Iba yung level, di ba? It's because I established very, very strict rules in accepting both sellers and buyers. First, I chose my admins and moderators very carefully. I wanted them to be very vigilant. Madami akong rules eh, na like, okay, no irrelevant posts. Basta sa mga rules pala makikita mo, if you're not a serious seller, you'll be out in a week, okay? And if you don't follow the rules. Madaming bawal. Bawal mag-post na hindi nakalagay yung presyo, okay? That I'm very, very strict about that. Yung mga, ayoko ng HM, PM is the key. Ayoko yun. Why? Because it's unfair competition. And it if I'm a buyer, I want it to be easier for the buyer because it gives me already na, okay, I already know magkano yan na, for example, one serving of, let's say, maki or sushi is, let's say, 150 pesos. Ayoko nang maghanap ng, you know, or tatawag pa ako, PM pa. Basta nakita ko, 150, sold. I want to order 5 packs. Because that is the demographics of our groups, eh. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're not talking to, we're talking to residents, communities, who can probably afford such, you know, hindi na tatawad. Wala nang tawaran, please lang.
Yeah.
And it's like, di ba kayo rin, when you go, gusto nyo naka-display na yung presyo, you wouldn't want to go to the sales clerk and ask, uy, magkano ba tong 14-inch TV na to? Gusto mo nandun eh, di ba? So yon, that's just one rule, okay? I can be very lenient. Yun yung sinasabi ko sa mga moderators that I chose also. Pag nakita ko na, tigas ng ulo nito ah. Sabi ko, I'm sorry but I'm gonna turn off commenting for a while. And then, ganito yan. Let me just turn off commenting and I'd like you to post your prices in the caption. If tomorrow I don't see it, goodbye. Ganon. Out na siya. Mute author. Yeah, oh. Mute author muna. But if the person does it again, they say, oh, it's you again. Ganyan lang ako magsalita. How you're talking to me. Oh my God, it's you again. Di ba rin before, I already told you not to do this and you're doing it again. Listen, huh? Listen. If I don't see this, the prices in 3 hours, I'm gonna block you. Yes, ma'am. Ito na po. So there. But some, they ignore me. They ignore me talaga, second time, 3 times. It's just that, okay, block. You ganun. That's why, matitino yung mga sellers natin. Doon. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes it different.
I can attest to that. And yung wife ko nga is a big fan of Home Sarap.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, nice.
Dami na na order.
Yeah, especially now. Especially now. Yes.
Especially now. And that's siguro, we'll talk about that. Yung ano ba yung effect ng lockdown. So siguro it's time na rin to introduce our main topic, which is how can small businesses survive and thrive during and after the lockdown. So let's ask naman si Fitz, being a serial entrepreneur yourself, what can you advise sa ating mga small business owners that they should start doing right now, especially if biglang bumagsak yung negosyo nila?
Well, depende kasi sa negosyo, no? And of course, the best thing that you can do right now if talagang sarado yung business mo is to plan on kung ano ba yung pwede mong gawin after the quarantine, after the lockdown. And if I may comment kanina doon sa sabi ni H, tanong mo kung how do you source out yung mga ingredients mo right now, no? Meron kasing parang karinderya dito na malapit sa amin. And iba yung binibenta niya ngayon than the usual menu niya. So I think ang ginawa niya ay siya yung nag-adjust. So with dun sa usual menu niya, I think syempre limited din yung kaya niyang kunin na ingredients. So pinilitan niya yung mga binibenta niya. So maybe that's something that you can consider and something that entrepreneurs can do now. Try to see kung ano yung related product that you can sell right now. Kung impossible na mag-operate yung magkaroon ng normal operations ng business mo. For example, meron akong friend na meron siyang pharmacy. Diba? So, of course, open pa rin naman yung ano niya, yung pharmacy niya right now. Pero nakita niya may opportunity. Meron siyang mga suppliers ng mga, di ba, uso-uso yung mga alcohol, and mga detergent, mga sabon, etc. And to augment yung income niya, she started selling those items online. And fortunately, di ba, nagde-deliver naman yung Lala Move ngayon. May mga logistics services pa rin naman ngayon. So yun ngayon yung ginagawa niya, especially dun sa barangay niya. So you have to be creative. Think of ways how you can make money kahit na naka-quarantine tayo, kahit na naka-lockdown. I've seen entrepreneurs who are trying to focus on building their brand instead. Meron akong friend na may travel agency. Yun talaga, wala talaga siyang kita. Yeah. Tapos yung mga scheduled tours pa niya, no choice but to reschedule them. So, tinanong niya ako, anong pwede niyang gawin? So, sabi ko, you focus on building your community. You focus on strengthening your brand. Because once the lockdown is over, once the pandemic is over, people will want to travel. So, you have to be ready when that happens. So, for the meantime, it's all about preparation. And nakita ko naman, she's doing very well. Well, I see her very active with her community. Nag-research siya ng ano ba yung mga virtual tours, etc. Alam mo yun, just to entertain yung community niya. And one of the reasons why I don't have a Facebook group sa blog ko is I know how hard it is to moderate a community. Kaya I really admire you, Ditas, no? Kasi sakit sa ulo talaga mag-moderate. Before, I was a moderator for a forum. Doon pa lang, sakit na ng ulo ko sa mga pasaway. But,
madami yan, madami.
Diba? Yeah, so, madami. Ako, I don't think I would want to, spend too much time and energy on moderating a group. So, I just try to maintain the page and all my other content channels. And, one thing that I've noticed though is once you're able to build a community, have a good following, sila na rin yung nagiging advocate mo. So that's something that you can really invest on right now, no? Building the community kasi later on, yun nga, they will be the ones who will do your sales and marketing for you once everything starts to go back to normal.
Going back, I noted two things that you said, you know. It's about opportunities during crisis and that pasaway. Now, okay, opportunities during crisis. If I remember correctly, back in my days as account manager, no, handling several multinational brands and big brands na rin, I had very, very good mentors. And they said that a lot of brands, a lot of businesses shut down during crisis. tumitigil sila. And ang unang, ang pinaka-obvious there would be, kasi advertising kami, tumitigil yung kliyente mag-advertise. Kasi walang pera eh. Walang pera yung market, wala sila yung pera, gano'n. But that's the biggest mistake, no, I was told. No, I was still, bata pa ako ng mga early 20s. I was told na it is during crisis when you should boost your marketing efforts. Why? Well, okay, oh, this is a unique case, you know, COVID, you know, because we really don't know when it's going to end, when the lockdown, is it going to extend pa nga, you know. But still, I'm still hopeful na it will eventually end one day. Probably magre-relax ng rules, you know, when the curve has flattened already. But you have to anticipate that. Don't just look at what's happening right now. As in other crises, nag-recession tayo, I think several times na here in the Philippines. It is the very, very good brands that boosted their marketing and advertising during crisis. Because after the crisis, those brands were on top of mind. Were on top of mind of the market. Their target market. No one else. Like, sige, ngayon, bawal ang say, beer, bawal ang liquor, may liquor ban. Ngayon ka mag-advertise ng liquor. You don't have to say, buy this. Uy, promo. Hindi nga, bawal nga eh, liquor ban nga eh, no? But you have to put your brand out there. What are you gonna put? Talk about, let's say you're selling, you're a liquor brand and you're selling whatever, I don't know, mga Lafroig or whatever, Glenlivet or something. Syempre, mga Hakushu, I'm not a drinker. I'm just saying that, that's an example. Or yung mga brandy na uso ngayon, di ba? Eh, ano ba yan? MPM. Ikaw, Fitz, ngayon kang mag-advertise.
Hindi ako
mag-advertise. Talk about your brand. Talk
ano ba yung mga sinasabi
yan? Oo, di ba? For example, do you know how single malt is made? Blah, 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 blah. Ay, ganun ba? Or magpakita kayo mga nag-iinuman. Ganun. You're not necessarily selling your product, but you are creating, trying to reach out to your market so that by the time the crisis is over, your market still loves you. They identified with you. Nandun kasama mo sila habang nagka-crisis. Your market will still love you.
Yeah. If I may ask a question both to Ditas and Fitz, because there's an interesting move right now by corporations like Coca-Cola, that they actually forego the rest of their advertising budget for the rest of the year. Yes, and then, you know, it's in solidarity for what's happening. Yes. Ano po yung thoughts niyo doon? Kasi, for example, especially if you're small businesses, if you're a small business naman compared to these corporations, like, when do you know that a move like that is a good move, or is it applicable even if you're not a corporation? Yep. Is that advisable also?
Okay. You have two questions, no? Your question is about Coke, what they're doing right now. You're asking me if it's a good move, and you're asking me if it's applicable to small businesses. So let's go back to your first question. Of course, I admire Coke and everyone, what they're doing right now. They're not necessarily, you know, they're doing advertising or communications that touches the heart. Okay, that touches the heart of the consumer. It's not a hard sell, but that's important. You have to reach out to the psychographics of your user. Na, oy, I can identify with that. Yes, they know what I'm going through here in the house. I can't go out. We have problems. They understand me. And that's a big plus. That's a really big plus for brand building and brand imaging. Now, going back to your second question about, wala akong notes, ha? Okay.
Yes.
Applicable to small businesses? Yes, why not? Okay, for example, let's go back to BFM Sarap, no? Nahihirapan na, okay, mag-deliver. Kasi nga, wala nang Lala Move, walang tricycle. Ganon. So, kasi I understand it. Kasi I have sellers na, naku, deeds, naku, hindi umabot yung product ko doon kasi hindi pinayagan yung Lala Move to enter the village because nag-lockdown na. They put up barricades around the entry points. Okay? Around the entry points. No, if you're not a resident and if you don't have a resident sticker, you cannot go inside. Lala Move delivery people don't have DF stickers. Okay? So even in Ayala Alampang, or as I said, no, I grew up last night, meron akong pina-deliver, hindi na pwede makapasok. It's only residents. Okay, that's a problem for the food delivery. Sabi niya, Ditas, hindi nakapasok. So, yung sinoli ko na lang yung bayad dun sa buyer from another. And then, sabi ko, okay, tell you what. Sige, soli mo yung bayad na yun na. Okay? Now, here's what you do. Extra effort ka. Ibenta mo kagad sa mga taong pwedeng bumili niyan. Right now, sinong pwedeng bumili niyan? E di mga kapitbahay. Tawagan mo na. Okay? Ito, I have unsold several pirate strays of California Maki. In less than an hour, nabenta na. So, huwag kang tumigil. And then, sabi ko, okay, ituloy mo lang yan. Just keep on posting. Keep on posting. Hindi lang siya ang buyer. Hindi lang siya ang customer. Mas madami pa. Sabi ko, now's the time. And then, tell them to pick it up. Okay? No choice eh. No choice. Yeah. Sige. So, the burden is now on the buyer. Na, ay, wala na yung convenience of the products being delivered to me. So, now, I don't have a choice but to pick it up. Fine. Sige, I'll pick it up. There, offer. Kumbaga, don't stop. Now's not the time to stop.
Gumawa talaga ng paraan.
That's right. Gumawa ka ng paraan. Sabi ko, gumawa ka ng paraan. Para-paraan lang yan. Madami pa dyan. Yun na nga. Ay, sabi ko, okay, can I just buy na lang yung hindi na benta? Ay, sorry, dito's naubos na. O, diba? Astig. Yeah. Nabenta niya kagad sa mga kapitbahay. And now she's doing it more often, I guess. And I hope she's doing it more often.
And you mentioned, Ditas, earlier na may spike, di ba, in terms of membership sa group nyo?
Yes, yes. There was
ako yung nakakontribute doon sa...
Okay. The lockdown happened about 3 weeks ago, right? Before the lockdown, I was anticipating this already. Okay. Lockdown ka mo, ha? O, sige. Madaming mag-o-order na yon. Some were not taking it seriously. So I said, I create a group of the administrators and moderators of BF, Omaraville, Antipolo, Metro East, Pasig, okay, this is what's happening, girls. Let's relax the rules. Okay. I'm not gonna change the privacy settings. Wala tayong papalitan dyan. But let's relax the rules, okay? Just for this crisis. Kasi before, I forbidden or hindi allowed yung mga big restaurants. Hindi pwede ang big restaurants. Or kahit mas mo, basta hindi pwede ang restaurants, hindi pwede ang fast food, hindi pwede ang Because I wanted to focus on home cooks. Because otherwise, if I allowed those restaurants, and let's say Jollibee, KFC, okay, na-mention ko na, no, Jollibee, then what's gonna make me different from other buy and sell marketplaces, di ba? Sabi ko, no, bawal yon. So ngayon, sabi ko, okay, girls, relax the rules. Let's allow restaurants because they are going to close already. Magkaka-lockdown na yan. They're going to be prohibition on dine-ins, okay, in the restaurants. So sooner or later, they're gonna close their restaurants and they will look for other means to sell. And right now, because of the lockdown, there will be more people looking for food. There will be people who will look for venues to sell because the restaurants are locked now. So sabi ko, okay, let it slide. Let's invite them. Let's open it up. Let's open up also membership requests from nearby communities. Parang public service na rin, okay? But let's still be very, very vigilant with our policing efforts na walang pasaway, walang bastos, walang ano. Titingnan pa rin natin kung ano yung mga binibenta nila. At we're going to watch everyone's language. No foul language. No, I'm not saying no baduy, no?
No trolls.
Everyone has, yeah, real, basta, let's control it. Okay? Walang, kasi, as you said, Fitz, merong iba kasi, may nagpapatawa, pero yung humor naman nila, yung nakakatawa, di ba? Yung patawang asar, di ba? Sarcastic. Kumbaga, so sinasabi ko, oh, so you're sarcastic, ha? Yung mga ganun. You know, I am fluent in sarcasm also, but this is not the forum or the venue for this. Please get out. But I do that in PM. Please get out. Okay. Please delete your comment or I will delete it and mute you. So yun, madami na akong na-mute Fits kasi yung mga patawang wala sa lugar, diba? So, yung sinasabing, ang pangit naman niya. Ano, ba't mukhang bato yung tinapay na? Sabi ko, yeah. Even if you had an unpleasant experience with someone's order, please PM the seller na lang. That's not, you know, huwag ganyan. She's put all businesses, ang hirap mag-establish ng business. And one negative review, one negative can break a small business. So, yeah. So have a heart. Huwag na. Usapin mo diretso yung baker or yung nagtinda. And help her. Ang dami ko nang natulungan, actually.
Yeah. I just want to go back and just clarify the question on the marketing budget aspect. Kasi, for example, right now, na a lot of the small businesses, hindi na nga kumikita. And when it comes to brand building, of course, that will entail budget pa rin, kahit papano. Compared naman with corporations like Coke, they can afford or they'll live. Yes, even if they'll waive their advertising budget, and in fact, it'll strengthen their image, right? That they they donated instead their advertising budget. So yes. If you're just a small business, parang how much of your budgeting now should be smart for you to allocate sa marketing compared sa operations, compared like say sa pasyaldo mo sa tao mo? I think that's a common dilemma happening. Yes. Na parang wala na akong budget pang marketing. Paano pa ako maka-brand building? Or dapat ba lagyan ko sa marketing talaga yung budget instead of, say, pasweldo or something else? So that's my question, I guess, to further clarify lang for both Sir Fitz and Ms. Litas.
Yeah. I'd like to share my thoughts. No, I'm not questioning the sincerity of Coke in helping, but I think it went through an analysis if this will be in line with our branding. So of course, that move to forgo the advertising budget and just donate it, of course, dumaan yan sa approval na I think in the end this will be good for our brand. So that's why they did it. So I believe na yun nga sabi mo, mga large corporations, they have this budget. So I think hindi, and siguro in the first place meron talaga silang CSR, so hindi masyadong maapektuhan yung business nila. When it comes to small businesses, I think ang unang, kung meron ka mang CSR at may gusto kang tulungan, I think your first responsibility are your employees. So make sure that you that they are taken care of. Ngayon, since everybody's online, you can probably think of creative ways to build your branding na hindi mo kailangan gumastos. And if I may share an example, yung friend ko na mayroong bar, no? So siguro kapareho nung example kanina, no, kung beer brand ka or wine brand. Siyempre, sino ba yung target market mo? Yung mga mangiinom, mahilig mag-party, etc. So you doing a CSR siguro or announcing yung mga helpful information about COVID-19, etc. Sabihin na natin, hindi masyadong mag-co-connect dun sa target customers mo talaga. Kasi nga, ito nga yung matipong happy-go-lucky party people. So, syempre, I'm just assuming na yun yung target market mo. And itong friend ko na may bar, ang ginagawa niya is tuwing weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, nag-live stream siya ng music. As in, meron siyang online party. May online rave party siya. So, dun sa Facebook page niya, he gives a Zoom link. Tapos, pinakita niya sa akin, there was like last week, parang more than 60 people yung nandun sa Zoom meeting niya na nagdi-DJ siya doon kasi yun talaga yung ginagawa niya. Di-DJ siya. Tapos kanya-kanyang bili na lang daw ng beer. And ang importante noon is, he is still connecting with his customers. I don't think, alam mo yun, it costs a lot yung ginawa niya. But, alam mo yun, people are relating dun sa ginawa niya, and I believe once na mawala yung lockdown, di ba, people will go to his bar at pag-uusapan nila na, remember mo yun, no? Mga isang buwan tayo na sa bahay lang tayo nagpa-party, no? So, something like that. You think about your target customers. What do you think are their pain points right now, and how can you address it creatively? So, syempre, kung bar ka, ang customers mo, kating-kati na lumabas, kating-kati na okay pag ano. So, try to see how you can solve it creatively and without spending a lot, no? And yun, so something that you can concretely do right now.
Yeah. Okay. And,
So, yun, sakto, di ba, palagi talaga, we all go back to how we can serve our customers better. And for large businesses like yung nangyari kay Coke, ano sila eh. Alam na rin na actually ni Coke na yung Coke in the current form that it exists na, di ba, medyo unhealthy naman talaga yung Coke. ang galing ng style nila is that marami na silang biniling healthy ng mga company. Hindi lang natin alam. Pero si Coke, parang could be right now, post-COVID, they could be planning to, I don't know, kasi yung sales ng Coke versus yung benta nila dun sa tubig nila na products, mas mataas na alas yung pang projection ng tubig lang. Meron sila mga Bitwater, yung mga ano, yung mga health, mga ibang klase. Yung mga ganun. So, feeling ko, parang ano to ni Coke na may goodwill pa rin kasi yun nga yung style nila, happiness in a bottle, di ba? So, sabi nga if it's in line. Pero, what if you're small business that needs all of the funds that you can use para, di ba, how to survive, how to para make sure that your employees are still, ano. So, after our call last week, Marv, nung Tuesday this week, I actually conducted a training dun sa small group ko, dun sa union sa freelancing group. So, I'd like to share my screen ulit to show you the actual things that they did para makita naman, both as entrepreneurs and freelancers who will help those entrepreneurs. Kasi, turns out, marami pa rin palang transactions na nangyayari. Meron pa rin palang exchange of value that happens kahit may corona tayo. So this is my screen here, guys.
Yeah. While you're sharing your screen, just to add, yung Coke na ilang beses natin na mention. So parang ito na yung marketing because we're talking about Coke. Tapos a lot
exactly.
of people
want. Exactly. Ayun yung pinag-usapan natin ngayon.
Pinag-usapan siya. So that's their marketing budget.
Last week, Ligo eh. Yeah. Last week, Ligo yung pinag-uusapan natin yung strategy ni Ligo. Kaya yung Coke naman. So yeah, it's effective marketing pa.
Kami gumagawa ng Ligo.
So I'll share your screen, Shoden.
Thanks. So ito guys, what you can see here is a yoga studio or a fitness, parang fitness brand. So ngayon, itong isa namin na member, what she did, so because we exercised that prerogative to proactively, so the key word here, if you're a freelancer or if you're a business, to proactively reach out to your audience. So in this case, kasi this is a freelancing group ma, what she did dito sa yoga studio na to, she actually noticed na may followers pala siya sa IG. Right? May followers pala siya, pero hindi niya pala nala-leverage yung IG na followers niya kasi nagpo-post lang siya ng mga workout photos. So, siya mismo, she went ahead and installed a landing page to collect emails, but in exchange, nag-offer siya ng free work from workout from home na routine for 14 days kasi parang sakto siya sa quarantine period nila dun sa States. So what ended up happening here, the actual numbers, they opted in around almost 700 people dun sa list that after COVID could be remarketed to as yun nga sa paid products na. So this could also be something that could be done here sa Pilipinas. Like there was a question for me dito sa actual call where they asked me, Coach Roden, paano kung mananahi yung ano? Mananahi na very Pinoy na local na talagang wala naman siya lang ganun. Ano yung mabibenefit nila from doing online? So we had to creatively think about ano nga ba talaga yung parang pwedeng gawin. So like ito, literally, nag-ano kami ng paano mag-reach out sa mga businesses who actually had the presence. Pero kung wala kang presence, how can you start now? So yun nga, yung mananahi na tanong nila was something that will actually make you parang really creative. So kung mananahi ka, pwede ka ngayon mag-start ng page mo. Parang mag-start ka lang mag-invite ng mga neighbors, ng mga friends, ng mga, like, start going to groups, like, lalo na yung mga nag-stay at home. Tapos, you could actually give away, again, create that list, like sabi nga ni Fitz and ni Ditas na, build your brand pa din during the recession, during this COVID, tawag ko sa kanya COVID season eh, kasi parang feeling ko, parang mas masaya naman kahit pa paano season na lang.
Yeah, yeah, no? But,
so what you can come up with, like yun nga, yung mananahe. So instead nawawala na siya ng actual customers na magpapaayos ng damit, di ba? So what if magbigay siya ng yun nga, maliit na video, mag Facebook live siya, gawa siya ng Facebook live na paano magsulsi or paano mag-repair ng nasirang short pants or paano na hindi mukhang caveman yung tahi mo sa ganun. So kahit wala ang list, pwede ka nang actually gumawa ngayon ng ano ng following mo kasi marami taong gustong makinig kasi syempre hindi sila makabili ng kung ano-ano, 'di ba? So yun, parang dito sa training namin, we really went to parang nag-check kami ng like paano namin kukunin yung mga emails ng mga tao na yan. Literally, we went through like nag-email din kami dito sa isang yoga place tapos ginawa ko live namin siyang inaudit na oy, meron pala siyang ganitong followers tapos okay, meron pala siyang so nagbukas kami ng email. Literally, nag-subscribe kami sa list niya. Tapos, ginawa pa namin was, we actually checked, uy, meron siyang ano, she's doing something great kasi sila mismo, nag-open sila ng yoga schedule using Zoom call. So, yung current audience nila, may isa silang camera na nagbro-broadcast ng Zoom. Pero, konting ingat lang tayo sa Zoom, di ba Marv? Kasi may invulnerability. Ibang week na lang yun. So, yan, nag-compose kami ng email para din yung iba, yan, may ano kami. So, pwede talaga both sides as freelancers and as entrepreneurs. Lalo pa kung yun nga, yung entrepreneurs, they have this fear na paano sila magkakaroon pa rin ng engagement or brand building during this time. Pwede mo pa rin silang i-approach if whether, yun nga, whether you own a business or whether you are a smart freelancer. So, yun yung parang gusto kong i-point out dito na really, when everything seems na parang magulo na parang ano, it's a really huge opportunity to help. Kasi andyan talaga yung mga tao na marami din yung may confusion because of what's happening to their businesses. Pero, you can always parang try to be creative. Basta wag ka lang lagi manonood ng mga news na pangit. Kasi, mahirap maging creative if your head is filled with depressing thoughts and mga negative situations. So, yun lang naman yung song i-share, guys. Para din, ano, if you're a business, kahit ano pa nga dyan, in the crowd, those who are watching live right now, guys, kung meron kayong business, sige nga, kahit gano'ng kahirap, gano'ng ka...
Try natin.
I-try natin, guys. I'd love for your engagement. Ayun.
They can comment.
I'd love to know
their business.
O comment kayo. Sige, itapon natin kay Fitz, kay Brad Fitz kasi ano to si Brad Fitz, magaling pivot to eh. So, Marami and siyang food, businesses.
Food-related.
Oh, may kay food-related. Meron siya. Meron din siyang yung photography, yung t-shirts. Tapos, yung dati yung luma, yung computer shop. Tama. Kung ano-ano itong pinapasok ni Fitz.
Lahat daw ng bagay pwede kong i-monetize eh.
while we're waiting for the question or the comments, siguro yun kay Fitz, how have you adjusted or shifted your, let's say, strategies, especially marketing, during this, ano yung tawag mo? COVID
season.
Season yun.
Well, siguro yung financial planning firm ko, before, of course, we meet our clients one-on-one. So ngayon, continue pa rin actually yung aming mga consultation, pero syempre sa via Skype na, no? And I would say hindi masyadong na apektuhan yung aming operations on that part. Ang nawala lang talaga sa akin is yung mga speaking engagements ko. However, lately, just last week, I started getting invitations na rin from companies on doing online seminars for their clients. So I think if, unfortunately, ma-extend pa tong quarantine natin, and probably yun na yung mangyayari, so I would still continue my income on the professional level. Of course, meron akong BPO, which I am partnered with my cousin. So yun talaga, shutdown yun, no? Kasi wala talaga. But according to my cousin, kasi siya talaga yung COO doon, they are still continuing mga email support lang. So very minimal. And I asked them kung is there anything that I can do. Sabi nila, kaya na naman daw nila. So I think the point here is yung ano ba yung pwede mong gawing productively during this time. If there's really nothing that you can do for your business, then perhaps you can do something for yourself. I know, yung isa kong kaibigan na may laundry shop, wala din talaga siyang magagawa. So, nag-online course lang siya, mga social media marketing courses, may self-development na lang siyang ginagawa para sa sarili niya. And I believe that's also something that entrepreneurs can do. No? So, kung talagang isang linggo ka na nag-iisip kung paano mo, kung paano ka kikita ngayong panahon na to at wala kang maisip, then maybe just go inwards, go to yourself. No? Ano ba yung pwede kong gawin para the version of you that comes out of this quarantine will be better than the person who entered it, no? So you come out a better person out of this, no?
Ayun, ang galing.
I have an example that I can I have several examples, okay? But then after these examples, I'm going to zero in on one example that's happening right now in BF Home Sarap. So as I mentioned, I have friends in Facebook, no? And these are personal friends. And I saw how they're coping. Because these people that I'm going to mention to you are also all freelancers. Okay? Pare-pare. We're all free. Number one, we have a props man in production. So, tiba tigil lang shoots ngayon, diba? And you know, yes, this role. Yes.
Tigil lang shoots. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And kami, you know, no work, no pay. Because we get paid by the day. Talent fees ang tawag doon. Okay, so no work, no pay. Fritz is one of our props men. And he's a very in-demand props man. So what does he do? I still see him every day posting. He makes this little modeling. Anong tawag doon? Model. Mga
miniatures?
Yeah, mga sundalo, mga tangke. Okay. Alam niyo na yung aircraft, ganyan. He does that, and he shows it. It's still, although it's not about propsman job but it's still sort of like, you know, it's into crafts. He still does that. He's keeping himself busy because there's no point anymore. Wala, pare-pareho tayong lahat. Walang shoot, walang ano. So he does that. Okay, so for sure, siyang unang tatawagan pag bumalik na nag-shoot. Uy, si Fritz, yun, maalala siya. We're talking about TOM, top of mind. Mm-hmm. Pangalawa, another well-known DJ, hindi ko alam kung kilala niyo to. His name is Boyet Season, okay? Isang sikat na ano yan, voice-over announcer, live commentator, in basketball. And he's also a DJ. Siya, syempre, wala nagpa-party ngayon, di ba? Lalo nagba-basketball, so anong gagawin niya? He does DJing from his bedroom. Nilagay niya, okay, cellphone, DJ siya doon. Oh, let's have a party, guys! Woo, woo, woo! Yung ganon. Pero minsan nakamute kasi pinapatay ng Facebook because of copyright issues. So, kamot siya ng ulo. After 3 days, sayaw, biglang, walang, ano nangyari? Kasi pinatay because of copyright. So, hanap na naman siya ng ibang kanta na pwedeng i-broadcast na libre. Ganon. So, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya. Okay, he's not earning from it. Who else? Lisa Makuha, syempre, walang students ngayon sa ballet studio. What did she do? She offered online ballet lessons to beginners, syempre, beginners lang. We have a neighbor in Ayala, Alabang, who makes uniforms, okay? House help uniforms, okay? Siguro na ngayon, now's not the time to buy a uniform, ano? So what did she do? Alam mo, bakit mo makabibili ka ng uniform, ng Yaya's uniform? So, yung mga scrap tela niya, ginawa niyang masks.
Yes.
And then she's, ang dami dami. Yes, she posted, okay, neighbors, ganyan, madami kaming Viber group. Neighbors, I made several dozens of cloth masks. Parang nakita ko, shucks, yun yung tela ng Yaya's uniform ko. Anyway, so ang dami. I'm just going to put it outside the door on a wooden bench by the sidewalk. Just pick it up. Get whatever you want. Ganon, di ba? So, ayun. Last, Raymond Isaac. Kaklasiko, barkada ko. His offer, I'm sure, kilala mo Fitz, Raymond Isaac. I don't know if you know. Hindi naman siya nagle-lessons, no? He's not giving lessons. But since he's a celebrity photographer, every 3 p.m., sabay tayong nag-start. Meron siyang FB Live with a celebrity. So, andyan sila Judy Ann Santos, andyan sila, yung mga artista niyang, ano, yun, ang daming nanonood, ganon. Robert Alejandro of Papemel Roti. Nagtuturo siya every 10 a.m. Paano mag-drawing.
Yung yun. Yung niece ko, nakatutok. Tapos, sinoshow niya rin yung art niya.
si Robert. Uh-oh. Yes, okay. Ako rin sumali.
Yung wife ko is part of the same illustrator community, yung Ang Ink.
Andun
din yung wife ko. Astig yun. Astig si
Robert. It's fun, diba? It's fun. Parang blues. Ito, that's why ito. So, nabigyan ko na kayo ng example. My last example, which is relevant. And the reason why I'm here, no? There's this young chef. Palagay ko, anak yata ni Jenis de Belen yun eh. Luigi Mulak. Anak pa niya yun. Anyway, he's a chef.
Higiboy.
Yun, I think, kayo, Iggy Boy. He's now a chef, he's a young chef. Siyempre, people don't go to restaurants anymore. People don't, I don't know where he used to work before as a chef. Wala na, sarado ng mga hotels, you know. So, ang ginawa niya, pasok siya, BF home sarap. Sabi niya, okay guys, I plan to do, give me a dish. I plan to do salpikaw on Friday. Monday pa lang, on Friday, I'm gonna do 15 orders. Who wants an order?
Okay. Nakita ko yun.
Unless, until meron pa siyang ano, I'm just selling it to ano lang ha, in the community, BF residents lang. So, kumbaga, hindi pa siya nagluluto noon ha. Kumuha na siya ng pre-orders. Para hindi na niya ilalako. He confirmed na, okay, order. Okay, sarado na tindahan. Nakakuha na siya ng 15 orders. So, guaranteed na, even if he has to bankroll these 15 orders, let's say magluluto siya Friday ng umaga or Thursday ng gabi. So, bibili na niya yon. Anyway, meron na naman siyang ready buyers eh. So, kikita na siya. I don't know magkanong markup ng ganyan, 20%, 30%. Alam ko malaki pag ano eh, wala namang pwesto, 'di ba? Benta na kagad, meron na kagad siyang orders. And nakaano na siya. Yep. I think naka-fourth batch na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos in-expand na niya yung community, hindi lang basta dito. Nag-offer na rin siya sa Alabang kasi pwede naman pumasok basta pagkain yung dala mo eh. Pagkain, medicine, or mga essentials. So, dami na. Kaya agawan na. Agawan na pag naglabas si ano ng ulam, ng ibebenta, ayan na. Bilisan mo, kundi ubus na yan.
So, maganda
yung
pagbenta. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Nagawa niya yun. Wala siyang negosyo eh. Wala. Nasa bahay lang siya.
Kalagi talaga siyang ano, it all boils down talaga to connecting
and,
to an audience.
So, and maganda. Magaganda
yung schedule.
Yeah. Hindi lang basta ano. Hindi lang basta, food stylist ako eh. Hindi lang maganda yung static post niya. Ginamit niya yung siguro, ewan ko saan niya ginamit, yung mga previous materials on video. I'm sure meron na siyang mga demo ano nun. Yun ang ginamit niya. Yun ang pinost niya. Aba, eh, siyempre, tululaway naman yung mga tita, no? Mga lola. Oh, I want to buy it. So there, it also helps that you have good food styling.
H, alam mo na H, ha?
Oo nga, eh.
I-try muna natin yung food.
Tell me, pakita mo muna sa akin yung pagkain na ipopost mo so that I can give you lessons on food styling.
May mga natanong, guys. May mga
natanong. Actually, naisip ko na rin na ano, eh. Naisip ko na rin. Before kasi last year, nag-start ako ng YouTube channel, parang tutorial on how to prepare food. Kaso na-stop na kasi medyo dumami yung clients ko. So, ngayon, medyo dahil nga may space na, I'm also thinking about doing that. So, I agree with everyone that, and it's awesome that we have free platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, where we can share value na hindi ka gumagastos kasi it's already available. Ang challenge talaga is yung bandwidth ng internet na nagkakaproblema. Like for me, ako ilang beses na ako kick out dahil sa internet. You know, it's not always about the ano, it's not always about the profit. It's not always about the costing. It's all about bringing value to the table. And right now, that's what brands need to do, especially with us freelancers. Kasi kami naman at this time, it's also a challenge for us. Kasi technically, small businesses din kami. So it's also a challenge for us, especially when our clients are dropping. So yun din, kaya maganda din yung ginagawa namin na show din na kahit sabihin mo na stop lahat, it's still a time for us to give. But yung katulad yan, we can also reach out to small businesses and maybe partner, show how we can help. Like, do you need strategies? Do you need tips with branding? So, yun din eh. Kumbaga, it's a time for us to help each other grow din.
To be generous with the information also.
Yeah. Yes. There was one tip that I shared because mayroon akong konting advertising and marketing background. I shared to my sellers, no? The sellers. Okay. What is the added value? You always have to think of your added value, of your brand's added value. What is your added value now? Okay. If you're a seller in BF Home Sarap, you have to put something. Maybe now you can, it's not enough. Okay. It may be enough because we are all captive audience. No, we are locked inside our house. Maybe it's enough that you advertise there that, that I'm selling this, I'm going to sell, let's say, mango sago on Thursday, who wants to buy, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Okay, benta na yan, okay? Sigurado, benta ka, kasi i-deliver mo, pipick up mo, walang makalabas, wala. Hindi namang mango sago, no? But, I tell them, what makes your mango sago different from other mango sagos? Or what makes, that's just product, ah? Product category or brand category. Now let's talk about product. What makes your mango sago different from other meriendas right now? Okay? Think about it. Meron. Ano? Dagdagan mo. Lagi, itaas mo dun sa caption mo. I offer contactless delivery. I will step aside 6 feet away from your gate. And I'll, you know, relevant ngayon yun eh, di ba? So pag nakita mo kagad, if you're a buyer, ay mga gusto, uy, contactless, oo nga, maganda nga yun. Ipapackage yung ganito, nakamask siya. Sabi ko, pakita mo nakamask ka or something. Nakamask siya, ganyan. Tapos payment online na lang, wala nang exchange of hands. Yung ganun. And the plus factor yun ngayon, di ba?
Actually, may nag-implement na. Oo,
yeah, that will make you different from other mangkosagos, or that will make you different from probably suman, if you're talking about merienda, no? Merienda category na. That will make you different from whatever merienda is because of your relevance right now.
Speaking of mangkosago, my question from a user.
What about mangkosago?
How do you expand the fruit business? Pero hindi sago. Fruit. How do you expand the
business? Ano ba to? Expand the business in general? Or how do you survive?
May fruit stall daw siya, bro.
Ah, okay. And then?
May fruit stall siya, pero senior citizen na siya ngayon. So she's vulnerable to COVID. Hindi siya makalabas. And fruits have a shelf life, di ba?
Oo, so, tama.
That's one. And sakto question. Kasi I actually witnessed something, that a pivot that has been made by an actual fruit seller na nagbibenta ng mango of all things. So connected lahat. So ito guys, so si Kev sa screen share ko dun sa Startup PH, nagbibenta talaga sila ng mango, tapos mag-harvest pa lang sila ngayong April 7 ito. Mag-harvest pa lang sila. So sabi, oh my God, hindi nila pwedeng i-export kasi because of restrictions. So, nag-reach out to si Kevin Grace. Anak siya ng original na proprietor ng plantation. So now, they're looking to sell it to Facebook using bulk buyers. Tapos, hindi pa nila na-harvest yung actual fruits. Nag-pre-sell na sila kasi April 8 pa sila mag-start ng delivery. Ano yung response ng mga tao dito? So, it was actually very, mataas yung engagement, like ang daming gustong bumili, 80 comments. How much i-share nila. So that's one way for a business who typically does it a different way. Nag-pivot sila kagad, so they actually sent out feelers away from the actual harvest. Matagal pa. So ito naman, dahil yung tanong ni Mary Ann was fruit stall siya. So, smaller seller. And ito kasi, I actually got this idea from dun sa isang group na fitness group that I'm part of. Na nag-share siya ng gulay na drop-off. So, before, it used to be from Benguet. But now, meron silang mga initiative na pala yung local government that you can connect with. So, right now, guys, syempre, food is big, syempre, talagang necessity. Hindi siya pwedeng mawala. So, ang ginawa nila to make sure na, ayun sila, they actually are still helping farmers. They're connecting to farmers. But, kung fruit stall yung business mo, you can connect para ka sumabay dito, sakay ka sa ano nila. And then, kung senior citizen ka nga, you cannot be there physically kasi magulo yung mga fruit stalls there, di ba?
Yes.
Magulo yung mga ano. What you can do, you can pre-sell para pwede mo nang nakabalot na siya doon, and then get a kamag-anak to do it for a younger, a stronger, parang healthier pamangkin or apo. So ano siya? And then yun yung nangyari, successful din, so parang marami ding bumili, pero ngayon meron ng quarantine pa, so you actually have to be falling in line to buy this, but still nag-work siya kasi ano to eh, parang, di ba, parang another initiative that you can still do to help farmers, and still, kung ikaw, meron ka ring fruits, pwede mo rin siyang i-reach out. So, yun nga. Kung wala kang community, pwede to ha. Kasi we are talking about people who are not previously connected online without a following. So, ito yung pwede mong gawin. Sabay ka sa mga caravan, or look out for community caravans. Be proactive in reaching out and joining Facebook groups or mga forums. So, yun yung gagawin mo kapag ikaw yung nagsisell. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, may question naman si Mala because she has a tutorial center. I think she fits and... Oh.
Sorry, So then, ano ko muna yung, since nasa food.
Oh, tapos.
I'll ask titas, like, for example, nagtanong din, any tactic selling raw fruits and veggies, pwede ba sa home sarap ang fruits?
Yeah. We relax the rules already. Pwede.
And ano yung steps? Let's say they are located in the areas kung nasan si home sarap. Ano yung steps for them to join as a seller?
First, they have to figure out kung saan sila malapit. Kasi meron, ilan lang yan eh. There's Merville, there's VF, ganun. Choose which among the Home Sarap URLs, Home Sarap groups are. And then just ask to be a member, apply for membership. And then we will see naman eh. There are some questions there. What are you selling? Ganun. And then post, ihanda na niya yung, I hope he's online. Online ba siya? Oh, hindi. Wala siya. Is he on Facebook?
Kung online siya. Hindi ko kasi
wala siyang...
Kasi kung walang Facebook, hindi natin makikirapan eh. Hindi natin matutulungan. So, kailangan makahanap siya ng someone na merong Facebook. Ngayon, kung si Lola naman, di ba, sabi, ay, wala akong kilala. O di, kasi ang tanong niya, paano siya makabenta sa Facebook? Eh? Paano ka siya matutulungan? So, maghanap siya ng kakilala, isang kamag-anak, kapitbahay, and Lola, i-suggest ko, bigyan mo 1 kilong mangga. Diba?
O, dalawang kilo. Pwede rin siyang makipag-coordinate dun sa, sa local communities. Na, imbis na, pwede siyang mag-source dun eh.
Yes. Pero she cannot go out.
Diba?
So, someone has...
Siguro, Mary, and you can help her na lang din.
Someone has to do it for her.
Since kakilala mo naman.
Yeah. Mag-ex-deal sila, bigyan niya 1 kilong mangga, 2 kilong mangga. Yon, ganon. In exchange for exposure in VF Home Sarap.
Yeah, I think,
Para-paraan, as we said.
Yeah, an orthodox na strategy na naisip ko lang is, I'm assuming wala siyang problema sa supply, no? So meron siyang pwedeng ibentang prutas at gulay. Mm-hmm. And I'm also assuming may kasama siya sa bahay na may Facebook.
Yeah.
And I believe during these times, very powerful yung stories. So what she can do is mag-post siya kasama ng mga gulay niya at saka mga putas niya. Tapos gumawa siya ng narrative na hindi ako makalabas, makapagbenta, mabubulok yung mga putas at gulay ko. And then sabihin niya doon na dito ako nakatira sa address na to. So kung sinong malapit, may quarantine class, pwede kayong pumunta dito. Pwede silang bumili direct sa kanya dun sa bahay niya, no? And since wala siyang following online, pwede siyang mag-approach ng mga online influencers. I believe itong mga to, mga very willing to share, no?
So, oh, yeah.
Just an example na naisip ko, kuwari, taga Quezon City siya, maghanap siya nung may artista siguro or kung sino man na taga Quezon City din na pwedeng i-tweet.
Si Herbert.
Oh, yeah. Or i-post online yung storya niya. So, again, very important yung story kasi dun makaka-relate yung mga tao eh. No? So, dapat medyo maganda yung picture. Ano mo yun?
Food styling.
Yeah. Ang dami-dami niyang prutas at gulay. Tapos ako po si Lola, di ba? So, parang ang daming supply
story
ni Lola. No?
Parang Kickstarter. Oh. Yeah. Let's help Lola Toyang sell her mangoes.
Yeah. Naisip ko lang to kasi sa Twitter ko, there are a lot of people who have been messaging me trying to get help in putting some word out doon sa mga sarili-sarili nilang mga donation drives. So, maybe it's something that you can also do, no? You reach out to influencers so that you can reach more people. And in fact, meron akong isang friend na ang ginagawa niya is nagko-connect siya ng mga tao na ito naghahanap ng pagkain na tapos ito mga restaurants na alam niyang may mga supply. So something like that, pag may nakita siyang ganun, pwede niyang lapitan na, oy, pwede mo rin siguro akong i-connect sa mga naghahanap ng gulay at prutas, no? Mm-hmm. And yun nga, she won't be able to survive kung walang tulong ng mga kamag-anak or kapitbahay. So that's something that she should really think about, no? Dahil nga senior citizen eh. But I think people are more than willing to help nowadays. Mm-hmm. So wala siyang kailangang ipag-worry about.
If I may
Wait, we have 9 minutes to go. May comment ka, Rona, yeah. And then we'll answer the last question about online courses.
Really quick lang. So for me, for example, since apart from Facebook, Instagram is also a big potential in terms of a platform for even for fruits and vegetables. Kasi even for me, for some reason, targeted ako. And I think it's because mahilig din ako magluto. So madalas din ako nagpapadeliver talaga ng vegetables and fruits. And I think for other sellers, if you wanna take it a step further, Instagram is a really good platform as well. You can even add recipes there, especially for people na sa quarantine period pa lang nag-experiment na magluto, yung mga sanay lang na magpa-deliver, na ngayon medyo pahirapan na rin kahit meal deliveries. Eh. So if you'd like to attach recipes on what they can do with the vegetables that you offer or the fruits that you offer, that can definitely be your advantage compared to also other sellers out there na talagang straight up raw fruits and vegetables lang. So again, it goes back to value. If you can attach there, what can they do with the produce that you have? It'll be really much better, I think. And especially for young professionals, that's what they want. Because sometimes they don't know what they're supposed to order or what are they going to do with this amount of vegetables and fruits. May paano ba nila lulutuin to? Kahit yun pa lang, malaking bagay na rin siya. So that's it.
Nakakagutom yung topic natin. our last question, Shoden.
How do you convert a tutorial center into online tutoring?
Actually, medyo madali lang.
what I can say is you explore yung online learning platforms like Udemy and all. So you can upload there yung mga tutorial sessions mo. Pwede kang mag-offer ng some free course so that you can get their email and then mag-upsell ka na lang ng mga full paid courses mo. Ngayon, kung ikaw yung tipong tutorial na one-on-one, then you can use online to build your brand. And then, parang kami, yung YouTube channel namin, although nagkukwentuhan lang talaga kami doon, and it has been really helpful in getting us consultation clients, no? Na talagang nagsa-Skype video for our financial consultation. So, siguro just build a community, an online community, have an online presence, and learn the technology kung paano mo i-deliver yung tutorial service mo through the internet. And yun, madali na nilang i-search yan. And siguro very quick din, may nakita ako na okay bang maningil ngayon sa mga online courses. Sa akin, kung ang target market mo ay very capable to pay even during these times, then go ahead. No, of course, kung ang target market mo ay siguro sabi na natin mga employees na alam natin na medyo hirap sa finances, then probably it's not a good time. Pero kung ang target market mo ay mga, alam mo yun, mga entrepreneurs or yung mga tao na tipong may budget naman kahit ganitong panahon, then go ahead, okay lang.
So I would like to add dun sa sinasabi ni Sir Fritz kasi this is a great time for you to test kung sobrang valuable ba lang ino-offer mo. So it's a time for you to see if they're interested in what you're going to talk about. So for example ako, I launched a 5-day challenge sa writing and I can see na medyo challenge sa akin kumunik. Although there are people who are still engaging, yung mga topics I think is not that fit pa dun sa audience na na-create ko. So yeah, just go and try it. Kasi free naman eh. Everyone is craving for the right content. Then.
Or they can offer a free course. As in, yun nga, 5-day course na libre.
Build a list.
Build your list and then upsell sa after, you know, absent doon sa mga attendees ng mga paid courses mo, that can also, you can also do that. And ito, no, may nakita rin pala akong tanong, yung how can business owners, for business owners wanting to diversify their investments, paano? I don't know kung ano ibig niya sabihin sa diversify their investments, but I think siguro creating other revenues do sa business. Well, again, depending do sa negosyo mo, sa nature ng negosyo mo. But of course, if there's really a good time to plan, it is now, no, na nasa bahay ka. You can do a lot of research online. Mga professionals, they're very easy to contact. May mga kilala talaga ako, nakaka-interview siya sa podcast niya ng mga 3 to 4 people every day kasi alam niya nasa bahay lang yung mga gusto niyang interviewin, eh, di ba?
Yes, so, ang daming time ng mga
exactly
tao.
Oo. So now really is the time to do some planning, to do some analysis, yeah, for your business, and yun nga, prepare for the time na we start to recover as a country, the world starts to recover from the pandemic, and be ready when the opportunity comes, no?
Saka for ano, for freelancers, maganda rin tong time na to offer BCS para kapag nagkaroon na ng opportunity when everything is back on track, meron ka ng line, parang ano, yung hinihintay na clients na mag-avail ng services mo. So that's also a good, yeah, tama nga, it's a time to rethink your strategies, plan everything else, and you know, reach out and share what you know to the world kasi everyone is watching. Saka, sabi nga ni Ms. Ditas kanina, ang tao nagsasawa sa Netflix, nagsasawa na rin sa YouTube, nagsasawa na sa TikTok. So people are really looking forward to learning from each other. So this, yeah, is the time is now, just ko Lord.
May mga kilala akong freelancers, what they're busy now is getting certification sa mga kung ano, yes, mga online courses para, yes, alam mo yun, ma-jack up nila yung kanilang mga rates or ma-increase nila yung mga rates nila. So, yun, no, habang wala pa silang masyadong mga clients, yeah, ngayon, yeah, get certification. Yeah. Ang daming libreng certification online.
Dami. Yeah. Dami. Yeah.
Okay. I think we have so parang ang dami pa natin pwedeng pag-usapan, and we're running out of time. I'll ask first yung COVID break team, yung key takeaway nila, number one takeaway from this talk, and then we'll ask Fitz and Ditas to say goodbye and promote anything they want to share to our viewers and listeners. Start with H, your key takeaway today.
Ako, ang key takeaway ko is from ano, Miss Ditas, yung you have to be different. You have to really find out what's different or what sets you apart from others kasi that's gonna be the key kung paano ka makaka-attract ng tamang customer despite the circumstances. So, yun.
Thank you, H. Rona?
I think number one definitely has been about community and definitely being in touch no matter what the circumstances are. And at the same time, it's realizing that when you share your story, lalo na yung mga case study natin kanina, pag sincere kasi ng tao yung pinagdadaanan nila, mas authentic sila, mas nare-reach nila yung tao, yung customers nila, clients nila. It's underrated, pero especially now, it's super, super important. And speaking of that, siguro last tip na lang for business owners or freelancers, especially when the opportunity comes. Ngayon pa lang, kahit hindi kayo marunong mag... hindi kasi lahat ng tao marunong mag-storytelling talaga. Hindi lahat ng tao marunong mag-post ng anong kwento nila. So I think, at the very least ngayon, mag-document lang tayo. Take photos, write a little bit, take photos of your everyday life, your everyday struggles, and then maybe people like creatives, people like producers like us in marketing, we can help you use that material. And we can help you come up with something, especially after this lockdown, so we can use it. Na, we can help you with that storytelling part. Pero it's on you right now na kahit simpleng small clips, small video clips, small photos, any voice notes you have or any little thoughts you have throughout the day. I know that it doesn't make sense right now, tsaka very emotional tayo lahat. Pero eventually, weeks from now, it'll make sense. It'll make sense and may makikita tayong value sa ginagawa nyo. So, very important na mag-journal lang tayo, mag-document lang tayo.
Thank you, Rona. Shoden?
Astig yung ano sabi nga ni Rona kasi storytelling, yan talaga yung ano din yung sabi ni Fitz na nagtatahi ng mga kahit ano pang business yan. If people can stand behind your story, kung sino ka, what you actually stand for, and why you exist, they will actually probably buy your product na rin kung gusto ka nila. Kasi ultimately, it's all about people. It's all about relationships. Like, and the biggest takeaway ko naman from Ditas was she needed, and it's important, it's imperative for us to uphold our values talaga to the highest measure and operate at a high quality kahit anong mangyari, kahit ano, tas parang people will fall into parang line kasi they know na, oh, ito may structure dito kahit magulo. In the world na magulo na walang nangyayaling maayos na may structure, pero sila, they seem to be well put together pa rin. That's what also makes people gravitate towards. So also, thank you for sharing that very valuable piece. Yung kay Fitz naman, astig yung ano niya, yung sinabi niya dun sa, kasi palagi naman ako naastigan kay Fitz. So. pero astig yung sinabi niya dun sa working with influencers kasi you know, he's at that stage where as an influencer naman din talaga, he knows people who knows people, and I got some ideas then to actually do some of my freelance stuff from what he shared kanina na he would go on interviews and get more people to actually just talk about the thing and, you know, have more compassion and grow your audience at the same time. So from both of you guys, thank you so much then for sharing what you shared. And yeah, let's give it back to Marv Muna before we give you guys the floor.
Ako naman, I was able to write down yung mga ideas na share throughout this 1.5 hours. Yung mga businesses, I think if you're watching or listening right now, I hope na kayo to and you'll take action. So ang mga nabanggit, yoga studio, yung bar na sinabi ni Fitz, pharmacy, yung props man, yung nag-DJ, ballet, hindi siya makuha, yung nananahi na gumawa ng mask, named Isaac, a photographer, nag-Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Si Iggy Boy, anak ni Janice de Belen, chef. Yeah. So, and then yung fruits and online tutorial. So, I think we achieve yung goal natin for this COVID break. And thank you very much, Ditas and Fitz. And your message to our viewers. Let's start with ladies first, Ditas.
Okay. I'm going to make it quick, okay? We talked about selling already, but it goes beyond selling products. I think if you are selling something, you know, pare-pareho tayo ngayon, don't worry about what is happening today. Of course, there's something to worry about. Don't think about if you have problems about what to do, you don't know what to do. Don't think about now. Think about how you want yourself to be, how the public perception when this is over, how you want to be perceived when this is over. Okay, if you're a big brand, Coke is doing perfectly well. They went into, you're giving away something. Louis Vuitton, okay, now's not the time to be indulging in luxuries. What did they do? Because they sell perfumes. They produced a lot of alcohol and sanitizers, okay? So, yeah. Nagbenta or nag-gave away sanitizers and alcohol. Louis Vuitton yan. And then medium scale, you can still do that also. Isipin mo, after this, how do I want people to see me? Because the last thing you want consumers to think of you is that you are tone deaf and you are irrelevant. You were being irrelevant during the crisis. And it also applies to all of us. People, myself, if there's a crisis right now, now is not the time for me to post pictures of when I was abroad or post pictures of my luxury, of looking back memories. Oh, I was in Bali or I was in the Swiss Alps. Come on, no? You know, now's not the time. Say something red hot. After this is over, I'm going to think na yabang talaga no during the crisis. You know? So that... You know, I mean, diba? Parang, hello? Wag naman yan. Teach us something. Show us something more substantial, di ba? So, kasi after this, I will remember Louis Vuitton as being, uy, social, may alcohol, pero namigay. Coke, wow. They stopped their budget. I will never forget that. I will never forget what they were. I will never forget the friends who talked about helping other people, who spent time about COVID and you know. But I will never forget also those mayabang ones. Is that a good way to be remembered? I don't think so. Not now. Not now. Yeah. So don't stop marketing yourself. Don't stop the business. Because when everything is over, you will be remembered. You will be on top of mind. And make sure that they have a very good memory of you.
Yon, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ako siguro, a business kasi, what you provide the world is value. Di ba? You bring value to the world. You bring value to your customers. And just because we are in COVID season, doesn't mean that you should stop. So you should continue. You have to find creative ways to offer value to your target customers. And sa tingin ko, yun lang talaga yung kailangan mong gawin ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
But on a personal level, you try to see how can you be a better entrepreneur. Try to see how you can improve as a person so that pagkatapos itong COVID season, you'll come out stronger and better, no? And I guess that's my key message that I want people to understand and realize today, especially yung mga entrepreneurs. And if I may promote, ayan.
Kung
nagustuhan nyo yung live stream na to, I actually also do my own live stream sa YouTube channel ko. So you can go to, ayan, syempre handa ako. My YouTube channel, which is Ready to Be Rich YT.
Oh, okay.
Yan ang YouTube channel ko. So I usually do live streams every weekend. This coming Saturday at 3 p.m. I will do a live stream. So kung mahili kayo sa podcast, you can check out my podcast. Ayan, which is the 80%. Ang title niya is the 80%. You can search for that sa Spotify and sa Apple Podcast. And I actually have a big network of content. So I have a lot of content channels. You can go to my portal at readytoberich.com. Nandyan lahat yung link to my blog, to my YouTube, to my podcast, to my Facebook page, Instagram account, and Twitter account. Ayan. ReadyToBeRich.com. Nandiyan ang aking portal. So, ayun. So, handa tayo. Kasi, ang dami na nag-i-interview sa akin. Naisip ko, this will be a handy way to promote my channel. Ayan, naghanda na siya.
Dita.
Yeah, nasa hand mo na.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Your group?
Yeah. Okay, there are several Home Sarap groups already. There's BF Home Sarap, which is servicing BF and Las Piñas and Alabang. There is Merville, so you have your Merville, Sun Valley, Better Living. You can join that, both buyers and sellers. And then there's Makati, BGC, konti pa lang yan, but it's growing. And then Pasig. Pasig can service Pasig and Mandaluyong. That's Pasig Home Sarap. There's Metro East, so yan yung Marikina side, yan yung on the east. And there's Antipolo also. So, there. Mostly, these are mga residential communities.
Sige. There. What I'll do is share the links to your groups and yung mga shinare mo red fits. So, yes. Guys,
thank you. I'm so ready.
Kulang oras. Who knew na 1 hour, 30 minutes. Lakalampas na tayo ng almost 2 hours na tayo, but we all have the time. So, we'll do this again next week. I hope you can join us as well. And Ditas and Fitz are always welcome to join us. Thank you, guys. Please join our group. Just go to, I created a special link, freelanceblend.com/samahan. So it means samahan and samahan. Samahan ang mga small business owners ngayon, and it's samahan. It's a group. So please join us. And again, guys, thank you and have a safe day.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.